We've got Jenny Saunders in, and we're going to talk art now. We're going to talk clay pigeon shooting. All right, I was joking.
Never brought it in, have you, the clay pigeon shooting?
Anyway.
No pigeons involved at all.
Good.
Anyway, Pink Gem, what have you got to tell us?
Basically, that it's been a really successful summer with Waves workshops. All the workshops were pretty much full, and we had pottery, drawing, spoken word and t-shirt printing over the summer. They all went really well. The t-shirts were incredible. We had like t-shirts with horses on and one of the Powerpuff Girls and loads.
Just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. That's better. Powderpuff Girls.
Powerpuff.
I thought it was
Powderpuff.
Oh, right, okay. And the t-shirt went well then?
Yeah, really well. So good. I'm working with the artist to come up with another date and looking to run that one again.
Excellent. Because we were going to... Do you remember? We were going to go along to that, weren't we? Design our own t-shirts.
I know, we were.
And we didn't.
We didn't.
I don't know. I felt like maybe you didn't want us there.
Don't call that a face.
So it went well, so you're going to do
went
it again?
Went really, really well, yes. Okay. Yeah, and the results were superb, and the feedback from the young people involved was fantastic, so we're going to do that again. But I've got a whole programme of workshops coming up.
Brilliant. Do you want to tell us all about it?
Yeah, we've got Waves Art Workshops, which happen on Saturdays from 10 until 12, and there's a whole ream of those. We've got six coming up. The first one that people can book on now is called Alain Mondrian, and it's the artist Mondrian. So he used to do like geometric patterns with primary colours, and you can even make your own artwork using Lego. If you don't want to do the drawing, there's Lego available too.
See, that looks like the kind of stuff
that's
that
about
I could
our
do.
Cup of tea, that
Lego. I'm not really like an art. I wish I was. But that looks kind
that,
of
that won't confuse your colourblind issues with it.
I don't know. Is that a yellow? Is that yellow at the top?
Yeah.
And that's purple?
Blue.
Blue and red.
And red. So there's
the primary colours, sorry.
Right, okay.
And the second one is called Insect Specimen Art. You can make your own insects using paper and card sculpting techniques. So there's a fantastic ladybird on the flyer I've got for you here.
Brilliant. Okay.
And both of those are bookable now. So any young people between 11 and 14 can go on these.
Okay, and details are on the website?
Details are on the website, and you can call our box office or contact me.
And we should point out that it's free?
It's absolutely free.
Free between the years of 11 and 19?
14. For these ones,
I'm looking at that one you've got in your hand.
Yeah, this one's quite exciting. It's by the same artist who led the selfie drawing. She's got a workshop coming up on the 10th of October called Stand on Your Head with Amazement.
Hang on, I can't see that from here.
So you've got...
Oh, yeah, Stand on Your Head with Amazement. Wow.
So she's going to teach a new drawing technique that really, really works.
Yeah, super.
And then it's up to the young people who go to the workshop to tell anybody how they got to that. Or not.
Okay, and that's on Saturday the 10th of October, and you think, oh, that must be a long time, but it's not, is it? It's around a month away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not far off.
Okay.
And the next one is portrait painting inspired by art history. So look at some famous portrait painters and then do your own portrait.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And that one's on the 7th of November, but before that, on the 31st of October, we've got Spooky Books with Ian Whitmore, who's done the album art workshop, and they're going to be making their own Lift the Flap books with a spooky theme because it's on Halloween.
Oh wow! So I'm guessing you have a sheet of paper and you have another bit of paper, card.
Well, he's a bookmaker, so he'll have lots of very clever ways to make your book come alive in a spooky fashion.
That sounds like a whole load of fun. Mm. And is there an age limit on that as well?
That all of these are for 11 to 14.
What about mental age of 11 to 14? But
yeah, you're getting
slightly older than 50.
Well, I don't know. I could put a word in for you, Matt, if you like.
Not just me. Maxine would love to do this as well.
Oh, yeah.
And the last one in the series of six is called Wire Drawing, and that's with the lady who did the who's going to do the Stand on Your Head in Amazement.
Right.
So you're drawing with wire. So bit of sculpture coming in there.
Excellent. That all sounds really, really fascinating. These youngsters are so lucky that there's, you know, there's something out there for them. So take the opportunity to do this. I know that there's six things there, and if you want to know more details, they are on the website.
They are. And we've also got a couple of workshops that I've got planned for 11 to 19 year olds. The first one is the album art. We're going to be rerunning that one. Because that was incredibly popular, so you can make your own album artwork. And we're working together with you, aren't we? Because if any of the young people who book to do it want to create album artwork for any of the artists who performed at PosFest, then we'll pop their artwork on the Vectis Radio website.
Yeah, no, that's going to be run live, the reruns, and hopefully we'll start getting them in before. So what was the date for
the
that?
The date for that is Wednesday the 28th of October.
Right, Wednesday.
So it's in the half-term holidays. And also in the half-term holidays on the Thursday, we've got a one-hour street dance workshop.
Oh, wow.
Jack will do this.
Well, the album art.
Mm.
All right, we've moved on to the street dance.
Sorry.
Now.
Just wanted to know I was here.
So street dance.
Yes, street dance. That's with a tutor who runs the Starlight Boutique. Her name's Mary Bowdery, and she's a professional dancer and street dance teacher. So she's going to be teaching hip-hop, all the kind of street dance moves, and I don't know them personally.
I'll teach you then.
Yeah, we know a few.
Yeah. Can you do that? You got to be able to do that.
That's okay.
Yeah,
but there's all the hip hop and popping and kicking and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
Tricks and things.
We're old hands at it.
Okay, I really look forward to your demonstration of street dance in a minute. That will be amazing.
When is that? When is that going to happen?
That's Thursday the 29th of October. Okay, from 3 until 4.
There's plenty going on over the coming weeks, and there's obviously plenty during the half-term time as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to build on the programme all the time, because I want young people on the island to know this is here for them. I'm interested in their opinions as to what they want, and just to try and give them what they want. And I've had quite a few requests for singing and performing, so I'm looking at doing a glee workshop.
Wow.
Where they can sing and dance.
That's where we could come in.
We could come about that as well, yeah.
Yeah, no, we could teach.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this.
Or we could be like the X Factor judges. I could be Cheryl and you could be Grimmy.
No.
No, I didn't think you'd want to be him.
I'm more of a Wayne Sleep.
And I'm looking to do some more spoken word, because that worked really well.
That was, I'll tell you what, Jenny, it's got to be said that there were probably about seven or eight people that came in and did the spoken word, and they all did something different, and it was fascinating, it really was. And they were a credit, they were a real credit, because they all did something really, really different, and they did it in such a way that was so professional when they came in and stepped up to the microphone. And some of them have never done anything like that before. Some of them have done things and been on stage, and it was quite clear that they had. But the people that hadn't, I mean, a young girl with the guitar, and she played a song live on air, and she was brilliant. And there was one lady with real attitude.
Yeah.
But the attitude was because of the script, and she went in all meek and mild, stepped up to the microphone, had all this attitude, and then came out and said, "Was that all right?"
Yeah.
It was really sweet. It was really good to see. But that's going to be posted on our website, all the 4P's website, maybe
brilliant.
Later today when Brandon gets his finger out. Okay, so if you want to know anything about what we've just been talking about, go to the website. The address is
www.keyarts.org, and if you go onto the Take Part tab and click on that, you'll get Waves Youth Offer drop down, and you click on that and you can see the full programme that we've got coming up. Or people can contact me direct, and it's j.saunders, SAUNDERS, at keyarts, QUAYARTS, .org.
And that's the Jenny Saunders.
Yep. Enclose a stamped addressed envelope if you want an autograph.
Yeah.
It won't look like the famous one. I'm sorry.
All right, lovely. Nice to see you, Jenny.
Thank you.
And we'll see you very soon.